You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. We were going to talk Bubba Watch, but I want to move that to 950, so we give that its due diligence. We're not trying to rush that. Mario Mpemba coming up at 935 to talk to us about Detroit Tigers. Pitchers are reporting on Monday to spring training, so we'll talk a lot Detroit Tigers with Mario Mpemba at 935. Right now, though, we haven't talked about it yet, so I wanted to recap the Super Bowl a little bit, because it really was one of the more enjoyable Super Bowls in recent years, in my opinion. Now, there have been some good ones, okay, with the Giants and the Patriots and things like that, but I thought from beginning to end, this was a pretty good Super Bowl. But the guy that we talked about last week that had to have a big Super Bowl was Ben Roethlisberger. And I think he really hurt his reputation. Now, you can look at his stats, okay? Anybody who just looks at the box score and goes, oh, wow, Roethlisberger had a nice game. Roethlisberger is the reason they lost that game. Okay, you look at some of the overthrows he made on easy passes to Wallace for touchdowns. Okay, he was making stupid plays, two picks. In my opinion, Ben Roethlisberger was not all there. So although that Rashard Mendenhall fumble was crucial in the game and killed my MVP pick, which I thought was going to be Rashard Mendenhall and should have been up to that point, I thought Ben Roethlisberger was most at fault for the Steelers losing that game.
I wish I had in front of me our string of texts back and forth through the game, because that's what we were talking about. The whole game was if he deserved it. And then he threw the second pick. The first one, they got the pick six, not really his fault.
When your arm gets hit while you're throwing, that's going to happen.
But the second one, that was a poor decision, throwing into double coverage, a tight spot. And he missed receivers.
He was overthrowing all game long. You know, he just didn't look like he had it. He didn't look like he was all there mentally.
Well, and to get to what we were even saying last Saturday morning was he needs to come out if he wants to beat the elite. And going back to your classes, he's in the great category. To go to elite, he would have to be the reason they won. He might have been if he led them on that drive, if they would have been able to score. I'm glad it didn't happen. That's a debate we won't get into. It's too hypothetical. But he's really the reason they lost.
Just real quick. When they got the ball back, the only thing I thought in my head was, God, if he drives down and scores a touchdown, I'm going to be so mad.
He would have been praised.
Yes, he would have. And I would have been so mad. You know, let's give Aaron Rodgers his credit, because, face it, that game shouldn't have been close, except his receivers dropped a couple of touchdown passes. So, you know, that game shouldn't have been as close as it was. And the fact is, the Steelers had a very good shot to win that game. If Mendenhall doesn't fumble when he does, I think the Steelers end up winning that game, because they had momentum, they had the ball back, they were driving to take the lead, and Mendenhall, who had been fantastic up to that point, okay, they had no answer for Mendenhall up to that point. When he fumbled that ball, he fumbled away the game.
Yeah, and you could see it when they went to halftime, when they had the camera in to see the Packers, who were up 21-10, but had just given up a touchdown. They looked like they had just, like they were down 10.
Yep.
They looked like they were down 10 because they knew, and I think everybody watching kind of understood how huge that score was.
When it went to halftime, me and my buddies were watching the game, and as soon as we saw Woodson was out, we were like, okay, well, second half, Packers spotted the Steelers 10 points or 11 points, and that's about it. That's where we stand at this point.
Well, not just Woodson, but then Sam Shields was out, and was it Tremont Williams was out for a little bit? You have three of their really five starting defensive backs. They run dime or nickel so much. But, yeah, things were definitely not on the Packers' side for that.
Aaron Rodgers, where would you rate that performance among recent Super Bowl performances of quarterbacks? Name one that would go ahead of him, and then kind of give me a scale of what he was better than.
Oh, man, that's tough. Not thinking back. I mean, Drew Brees had a good Super Bowl. But I put Aaron Rodgers way up there because he fought through all those drops of his receivers. He didn't let it get to him that much. I mean, I would have killed Jordy Nelson if I was him, and James Jones. Both of them, they wouldn't have seen another ball. It would have been Greg Jennings, here you go, every time. Going back,
Here's what I would rank it, okay? I think he was a step, I think he was a step above Kurt Warner when Kurt Warner won the Super Bowl with the Rams, and I think he was a step below Tom Brady the year he threw like three or four touchdown passes. That's where I would put him. But I thought he was fantastic, considering all the weapons he didn't have and the fact that they abandoned the running game about three plays into the game.
And I'm kind of curious, Dave, who picked him as the MVP of that game? And what was the final score of that game, Dave?
I can't remember, but you had it right. See, I don't know why you rub in picks on me, because I'm constantly wrong.
Well, it's not necessarily rubbing, but I just feel so great. 31-25 was the final. I said 31-24. Stupid two-point conversion. That was the most upset I was at any point in the game, because I figured Green Bay would go ahead and win. I was okay with that. Don't have a huge rooting interest. But when they went for two and ruined my prediction, that's when I was upset.
Aren't you cool getting it all right? Man. Boy, do I envy
I'm glad I didn't put any money on any of
that. You know, I never put money on stuff because I'm constantly wrong like that. I'll get like one good pick every once in a while, and it'll be outlandish, and then I'll be like, see how sweet I am? But then the rest of the time, like any basic stuff, I never get right. So I don't know why I even pick. It doesn't make any sense. I could work for Sports Illustrated with the amount of predictions that I get wrong. I think I'd fit in great with their writing staff, personally. All right, coming up next, Detroit Tigers pitchers are reporting on Monday. We will have Mario Mpemba, who knows the Tigers better than anybody, from Fox Sports Detroit. We'll also talk a little Oakland basketball with Mario as he covers the game later today against IPFW. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.